start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Like I've always said, just continue to grow in confidence, both offensively and defensively. I feel like I've grown in confidence offensively and shooting the ball more often and taking shots that I haven't taken through the course of the year. And because I've been out so long, being able to just get back in the flow and being able to help this team with.
Hey, great to have you with us for Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. And these shows are winding down, folks. We are less than 2 weeks away from the end of the season. The final show will be Thursday, April 12th. Less than 2 weeks of shows remaining, which is sad, disappointing. I wish we had more shows. So we're going to have a lot of fun here in the remaining programs. I'm joined by George Galante, our Director of Communications for the Orlando Magic. He's also part of the Orlando Magic Pod Squad, which we will hit on. Our latest Pod Squad, our latest podcast has dropped, so we encourage you to tune into that. He's also a part of Magic Overtime with Dante and Galante. We encourage you to go to the Magic Facebook page and check in that. There's a lot we got to get to. You heard that was Jonathan Isaac, the voice you heard, coming back from to start off the show here. And he is back in uniform. This will be game 26 for him for the Orlando Magic. Hopeful he can go the remaining eight games, so we'll touch on that. Grant Hill, former Magic player in the Hall of Fame, we've got that as well. But really, George, we've got a lot happening in the world of sports in the city of Chicago. We got the Chicago Bulls in the building here tonight, but you are a sports fan, and I know you are enjoying all of these side stories coming out of Chicago as much as I am.
You know, I didn't really put all the Chicago stuff together until you said, hey, this is what we're going to talk about on the show today because we're playing the Bulls. And I went, And then you said, there's just, wow, a lot of good stuff happening in that city. And my response was, forget them.
Yeah, right. I hear you.
I didn't say forget them.
No, you didn't. You did it. It was more terse
but
than
it
that.
Is, but that's okay. There's a lot. It is crazy, all of the things that are happening in sports all across the board.
Right.
Minus the Bulls.
None of it has made it to the Bulls, but unfortunately.
But it's all Chicago-centered.
But quite frankly, you know, none of that crazy stuff has made it here either. So it allows us the opportunity to branch out here a little bit. So listen, we welcome your phone calls, 407-447-2145, because we're going to have a little fun. A couple of topics we want to get to. We want to touch on Grant Hill in the Magic Hall of Fame. Congrats to him.
Yes.
We want to touch on the Magic Hall of Fame. Who might be the next guy for that? But first, I want to get into, and I encourage your thoughts on this. We got Loyola of Chicago. We got Sister Jean. We've got all that happening in Chicago. The first pitch in Major League Baseball, Ian Happ yard. So that's kind of a cool story. But the best story out of Chicago and maybe in all of sports right now is Scott Foster.
Who?
Who's Scott Foster? Foster's going to have to come into the game. There is
36-year-old goalie.
Scott Foster, who came to the rink as the substitute goalie, would be available to either team should either club have both goalies get hurt. That has happened to the Hawks. Hey, who's this guy? Well, you tell him if you get through the next last 14 minutes.
Hey, you know what? You get to the show, no matter how, there's his first save. So.
And listen to the crowd. And he makes his first save and a huge salute from this sold-out arena.
Now, listen, there is so much about that, and we welcome your comments, your feedback. If you haven't seen it, 36-year-old Scott Foster is an accountant. Every hockey game has...
He's my accountant, by the way. I sent him my taxes yesterday.
He's going to be not. Yeah. Well, he's got no shot at getting those back.
No, he's busy.
Not by the 15th.
Very busy.
There's no chance. This guy is huge right now. Each team has an emergency goalie available. Very seldom do they even get to put the pads on.
Mm-hmm.
This perfect storm came to be when the starting goalie, Forsberg, for the Blackhawks gets hurt. Pre-game ritual. They're going through the pre-game ritual. He goes, this was a setup. You cannot convince me that the goalies for the Blackhawks who are not in the playoffs set this up to happen. Then, early on in the third period, the backup goalie, Delia, has cramps, comes out of the game. They're up 6-2. They put in Scott Foster, the emergency backup, rookie, 36 years old, never played, can't believe he was suited up. Into play 14 minutes, he stops all seven shots that come his way, and they win 6-2. Is that incredible?
It's an unbelievable story. Now, but here we didn't touch on this before we got on the air, though. If this guy is an accountant and has never played a game of professional hockey, and I know that hockey is a very, very, very difficult sport.
Yes.
That being said, is it easy to be a goalie?
Well,
I posed this question.
I am so glad you brought that up.
Is it easy?
Because my thought all day has been,
could I have done that?
That is the only position in professional sports where you can pull someone out of the stands and maybe have success.
Right field, maybe?
Maybe, but the guy's got a bat. And there's no way the guy's going to get a hit
in a
major league game.
No, that's true.
You can be anybody, and if you just happen to stand in the right spot,
success.
My dad would argue the Bruins have the exact same goalie. Just stops things by accident.
Okay,
but that might maybe a punter in football. You might be able to pull one out.
No, because you actually have to be able to.
You might be right.
To do that, I don't think
Forget
I can punt the ball 30 yards.
But what is another position in all of sports? You can't pull a guy out of the Y League and have him get a basket in an NBA game.
No.
It's not going to happen.
No.
He may get lucky and hoist one from, but I don't even think that can happen. Baseball, there's no way you're going to pull someone in and let him get a hit.
Football, somebody would die. Somebody would actually die.
And we certainly don't want that. But I think in
maybe
hockey.
Maybe kicker.
But it was a setup to me because this guy goes out, so he pulls the chute in the pregame ritual. Goalies don't go anywhere. They don't skate, and he comes down with cramps in the third period.
It's strenuous.
Maybe all the standing. So you call on Scott Foster, who goes in and makes 7 saves accidentally. If the puck lines up the right way, you can stop 7 shots.
And here's the other thing. They played the Winnipeg Jets, and for those of you that follow the NHL, Winnipeg is one of the top 4 teams in the NHL this year.
Right.
They have
That's
over 100 points. They've easily clinched a playoff berth. They could easily come out of the Western Conference and vie for the Stanley Cup this year.
It's in the West. It's Nashville, Vegas, and them.
And that's it.
They're running away with it.
It's unbelievable. So kudos to this guy, and I hope he gets I have a lot of tax forms that I sent to him, and I hope he gets them all done.
You don't have a shot at that happening.
April 15th is coming.
But, I mean, are we right? And you brought up, but we didn't even talk about it. But, yes, I don't think it's easy to be an NHL goalie. I don't think, but.
Easier than I think,
But it makes you wonder.
If I could stand up and kick a couple pucks away.
They got the guy in there, pulled him out of a rec league, and he stopped 7 shots.
That's unbelievable.
Now, you did a number of years in minor league hockey with the Solar Bears when they were in the IHL.
Yeah.
I don't know how your emergency goalies worked or if anything like this, even remotely close, materialized, but certainly not at the professional level.
No, and I was trying to think, when I knew we were going to talk about this, I was trying to think, what did we do? I thought there was a time where we did have somebody that was in a rec league at the RDV Sportsplex.
Okay.
That, God forbid, something happened to our first goalie, and we knew that we had no other backup goalie, that guy could get here in a certain amount of time or was coming to the game or whatever. That's the only thing. And I knew one of our forwards, Bob Joyce, as a matter of fact, he was our emergency goalie.
But see, that I can understand, right?
Yeah, but it would never happen.
But wouldn't that make more sense than having a guy up in the press box and you pull him out? He's available for both teams.
Because here's what happens, though. If you take that forward off of the line, and now he's a goalie, that screws up all your rotations for the game, and it puts you a forward down, which is you don't want that if you're a hockey team. So you got to have this other goalie out there, I guess just a warm body to stop some pucks.
Sam Davis, I did not hear. I heard you come down the line, but I did not catch what you said. So please try that.
I'm just wondering how much an emergency goalie makes these days. Might be a good career for me.
$45.
I was going to say a game ticket.
Yeah.
I got a game ticket and a meal, maybe.
I don't know if he did get paid, but if he did, he definitely knows you have to file that on a 1099.
That's right.
You know what Sam said to me? So this guy's going to stroll in an H&R Block on Monday and be a hero. He's right.
There's no doubt.
He's absolutely right. That's so good for his business, for his accounting business.
I want to go there.
And the last thing I will say, George, we love our NBA fans, and I think we have as good a fan base as anyone in the NBA. But there is something about hockey fans, and they are cult followers. The Chicago Blackhawks have been out of the playoff race for a while. There were 20,000 fans at that game. And they knew when he got into the game.
They knew what was up.
They knew the whole story.
Yes.
And they went nuts.
That's
the first
crazy.
Save that he made. I thought that was fantastic. Yeah, and you experienced that with Solar Bear fans
hockey
and John
fans,
Dyer.
Yeah.
It's a rare breed.
They're diehard. They're just diehard. They live and die with the team. They are in good, bad. It doesn't matter. They will be with you till the end.
No. So what star? First, second, or third star? Scott Foster.
He should have been first.
Absolutely,
he should have been the first. Was he the first?
He was not the first.
That's garbage.
That is garbage. Should have been first
should
star.
Should have been first, second, and third
You're
star.
You're right. Lots more coming your way when we return. We're going to get into Grant Hill in the Naismith Hall of Fame, Magic Hall of Fame. Who do you think would be next for that? And also baseball opening day. So a lot to cover. The Magic hosting the Chicago Bulls here. 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network with Aaron Berlin. Hosting that broadcast.
No way.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that. Aaron Berlin did not sleep a wink last night.
I didn't even know Aaron Berlin had a suit until I just saw him right now. He doesn't. Unbelievable.
No, he doesn't. He's wearing a muumuu. He's coming into the game here
tonight.
That's true. He's coming into the game tonight. We'll be back in a moment. More Magic Drive Time.
There are jewelers around that will steer you away from designer rings because they don't have them.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
The reason why they don't have them is they can't get them.
But at IDC, we have the designers women want. Names like Tacori, Viraggio, and Henry Dawson.
At IDC, you can get the designer ring that she wants and the perfect diamond to go with it.
Don't compromise.
Don't make her settle for a cookie cutter China-made ring.
Get her a ring she'll be proud to show off. At International Diamond Center, the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
3-on-1. Here's Aaron Gordon. Acrobatic stuff there. Took it up high and dunked it down hard.
Magic fans, you've supported us all year long, and now it's time to return the favor. Join us for Fan Appreciation Night on Wednesday, April 11th, to see your Orlando Magic take on the Washington Wizards in our last regular season game at Amway Center with a special start time of 8 p.m. Enjoy special giveaways, discounts, and so much more as we honor the best fans in the NBA. For more information, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Fan Appreciation Night.
Are you looking for help with a home improvement or construction project? Well, Carol Bradford is a licensed and insured family-owned company that has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products. They can assist with home improvement projects that include roofing, windows, siding, and many other services, and they can also provide turnkey solutions for new construction and commercial projects that include concrete, framing, and roofing. To speak with a professional, simply call 407-647-9420 or visit them online at carolbradford.com.
Hey, Magic fans, here is a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
Hey, Dante, what's your favorite thing about a Magic win?
Well, that's easy, Aaron. 50% off at PapaJohns.com. The day after every Magic win, Papa John's is giving fans 50% off their entire order when they order online at PapaJohns.com.
Just enter the one-word code MAGICWIN when you order online at PapaJohns.com and get 50% off your online order the day after every Magic win.
Magic fans, celebrate a Magic win with Papa John's.
Valid only online at participating locations in the Central Florida area. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
This is Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding, your Florida direct mortgage lender. If you want to use the equity in your home for home improvements or to pay off high interest rate credit cards, I'm here to help. Just refinance your mortgage with RP Funding and I'll pay all your closing costs. I've paid over $20 million in closing costs and I'll pay yours. Call RP Funding, 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com. Go Magic!
See website for terms and conditions, NMLS 71168, Equal Housing.
Today, with Florida Hospitals Care Network, you have access to medical experts like never before. When you need Orlando's most trusted emergency team, right around the corner. When you need urgent care, within 10 minutes of wherever you live, work, or play. Even when you need an affordable, convenient medical expert, right on your smartphone or tablet. However you need your medical care, Florida Hospital is there, now and always. Discover more at somedaystartstoday.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
All right, so I'm from the Bay, so I love the Giants.
But I also love the Yankees because Aaron Judge is my favorite player.
If I had to pick a team, it would be the Yankees.
I'm going for the hometown team of Houston Astros just because I'm from Houston. So, that's my team I'm rolling with.
All right, there you go. Welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. That's Magic players Aaron Gordon saying he likes the Giants and the Yankees, which you can't do. You can't pick two teams. Nope. And you can't pick two heavyweights like that, right, George?
Nope. Yeah, not allowed.
That was Jonathan Isaac, who likes the New York Yankees. And that was Wes Iwundu, who likes the Houston Astros. That's where he's from, and they are the World Series champions, so I will give him that. Opening day of baseball, the Red Sox have a new manager but played the exact same way.
You'll notice I didn't ask you about that today. I let you go.
Just go ahead and let Joe Kelly come on in there and give up four runs. And I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you let him give up two runs and leave with the bases loaded. But anyway, same old results. How about the Mets? How'd the Mets do?
They won 9-4.
Oh, good.
Noah Syndergaard struck out 10.
Oh, you're excited.
It was a good day yesterday.
What a great start.
Good day. It was a good day. The Mets are notoriously strong on opening day, though. I want to say they have the best winning percentage all time in baseball on opening day.
There's no way that's right.
That doesn't mean I think Sam's gonna have to do some research, but I'm pretty sure
he
that's
may know
true.
That. He's a
it
baseball
also
guy.
Does not turn into several world titles. So I put as much stock into that as I do anything else. Scott Foster doing my taxes on
it
time.
It does, but it does mean that you enjoyed yesterday. So
it was good. It was a good day.
Magic fans, you've supported us all year long. Now it's our time to return the favor. Join us for Fan Appreciation Night on Wednesday, April 11th, 8 p.m. against the Wizards, OrlandoMagic.com/fan appreciation. And I'd be remiss if I didn't take this moment to remind everyone that the latest Orlando Magic Pod Squad is out. So go to iTunes, Google Play, download the Orlando Magic Pod Squad. The latest episode is out. Rate it, follow it, all that stuff. George, this was fun. We got into a number of topics, and we'll hit on a couple briefly here as well. But one being Grant Hill going into the Naismith Hall of Fame. He was one of four to go in. He joins Jason Kidd. He joins Steve Nash and Mo Cheeks. But congrats. And I know people in Central Florida, I kind of have mixed emotions. But listen, I think this guy, what he meant to the game of basketball, certainly those two college championships are huge on his resume. And he had a very solid NBA career. Brian Hill always says, before Grant got hurt, this was the closest guy to Michael Jordan.
There's no doubt about that. And I said this on the Pod Squad yesterday, too. Everybody kills the Magic and John Gabriel for signing Grant Hill. It's always like, how could you sign a guy with a boot? And you knew he was hurt. Listen, 29 other teams would have given Grant Hill, at that time in his career, the exact same contract.
No question.
No doubt about it. It is 100% true. That Grant Hill was the guy. Yep. I mean, he was the guy. And
what a pickup I gave.
It would have been. I still don't understand. I can understand the Magic fans' frustration, and because we had it. I mean, we were with it every day, and it was always like, gosh, is Grant going to play? Is Grant going to play? There are several guys, and I don't know if it's because Magic fans just assumed, he got paid X amount of $X million, and he's packing it in. There's not a guy that tried harder to play basketball for this city than Grant Hill. There is not a player.
Amen.
There is
that.
No player on the earth that wanted to play basketball for the Magic and the city of Orlando more than Grant Hill. The guy almost died.
He did on the operating table.
On the operating table, and that is not a made-up story. I wouldn't make up. So I've made up a lot of things my days here.
I know you have, but that's not one of them.
That is not one of them.
And what else he did is he had his heel bone sawed off, part of it, and refused in a different position as a last-ditch effort to try and alleviate some of the pressure off of that trouble spot of that ankle. I think he probably got some bad diagnosis along the way, probably tried out of trying to fulfill that contract and his obligation, trying to get back on the floor, tried to come back too early maybe a number of times. But this guy wanted to play and did absolutely everything he could to get out there on the floor.
That's where I don't understand. I even looked at it yesterday. The Magic put something on Twitter congratulating him. Now, it's not official yet. We're going by sources, but it looks like he's in. The Magic put congratulations.
Right.
And if you read the fans.
Because we can, because we don't need official.
If you read, we do whatever we want. You read the fans' responses on that.
Unbelievable.
It's just unbelievable.
And that's what bothers me.
And that bugs me to no end.
I know it's frustrating. Right. And we can be disappointed that it was just 200 games in 7 years.
That's what it is. It's disappointment.
It's disappointment. But to personally attack the guy and to be mad at that money.
labor union rules, and you can't give it back. It's not like he could give the money back. That would be a death sentence for, and I would imagine most of it was covered by insurance anyway, so not like, I don't know how much the Magic were actually out on that, but it was frustrating that he wasn't on the floor, and I get that frustration, but not for lack of trying. The guy did more than anybody ever, I think, possibly would have.
No doubt, and he is a well-deserved Hall of Famer.
And we're going to remember that part of the career because we're here in Central Florida, unfortunately, but he had a very good career, and
tremendous.
He was exceptional
tremendous.
With the Detroit Pistons and finished on his terms, which I'm very happy for
Absolutely.
As a member of the Phoenix Suns. So we also got to the question, the Mount Rushmore of Magic players, and I thought this was interesting, and we go into a lot more detail on a lot of these topics on the podcast, Orlando Magic Pod Squad. No question, right? So go ahead and rattle off who the Mount Rushmore of Magic players would
be. Well, the Mount Rushmore is obviously Tracy McGrady, Dwight Howard, Shaquille O'Neal, Anthony Hardaway.
Correct.
Those are undoubtedly the top four players in the history of the Magic.
No matter your thoughts on any of those
doesn't
players.
Doesn't matter. It can be in any order.
Correct.
It doesn't matter. Those are your one through four.
So the question is always, and David brought it up on the podcast.
Who's five?
Who's fifth? Who's the fifth best Magic player ever? And he could probably spend a lot of time in multiple shows going through all the options. But, you know, we love Darrell Armstrong. We love Nick Anderson, who's going to be joining me on the telecast in a matter of moments. When do you start getting to the Rashard Lewises of the world? But the name that comes up, and I think we were all unanimous, was who?
I said Hito Turkoglu, and we didn't get any feedback, pushback on that.
No.
It's not. Hito Turkoglu was a dynamic player for that team. You've argued forever that he was the glue that kept that team together. Yes, Dwight was a megastar.
Sure.
You had Jameer Nelson was a solid point guard, not a great point guard, but a tremendously solid point guard. But the guy that really stirred that drink was Hito Turkoglu. 6'10", could handle the ball, took huge shots,
huge
shots at the end of games. And if you look at the all-time lists in Magic history of all the major categories, points, rebounds, assists, games, Hito's up there on every one.
Right.
On every one.
There's no question.
So I would argue that he might be next. But I told you what he said to me when Tracy...
This is great. But let everybody know.
Tracy McGrady was entering the Magic Hall of Fame, and that was making news. And I got an email from Hito Turkoglu. Hey, buddy, when I get in Magic Hall of Fame, you know I fan favorite. I couldn't argue with him. I'm like, look, I know you're...
You are fan favorite.
You'll get in there. I told him, don't be sensitive.
You are my favorite. Can you put, what did Hito say, in the Hall of Fame with him?
Yeah, let's
do
that.
In the Magic Hall of Fame?
We'll put like a speaker box.
He will have his day. Will he be next?
No doubt.
We don't know. But
no doubt.
But certainly, player-wise, he's certainly up there. And I don't, you know, Nick Anderson, again, is going to be another guy that if it's not Hito, it's Nick. I think.
On the Mount Rushmore.
On the Mount Rushmore.
He's in the Magic Hall of
Fame. Yeah, would be the fifth guy. But Turk did so many things. Again, the team got to the finals. A 6'10 guy that could pass, that could shoot. Like you mentioned, big shot after big shot and big pass after big pass.
Yep.
He made big plays. Did he not make that pass to Courtney Lee that he should have made game two?
He did. It would have won the game.
Put it right on the money.
No doubt.
Right on the money.
He's the one that made the lob pass to Dwight Howard for that dunk at the buzzer that I had never seen before. He made the pass to Grant Hill on the road the buzzer. He was a phenomenal basketball talent.
We got 17 guys that can't get the ball in bounds at the end of a game.
We should call Hito back just for that.
I'd like to do it. That's a skill. That
Absolutely.
Is an absolute skill.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us here on this edition of Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. But George, as far as that stuff goes, and we'll see how that plays out with Hito Turkoglu and all that. But our game here tonight, the Magic and the Chicago Bulls, from an injury standpoint, it looks like Jonathan Isaac is back. He is available. He will be in uniform.
He will start tonight.
Who else is in the starting lineup?
Wesuwundu is back from his illness. He will also start tonight for the Magic. So different lineup again for Frank Vogel. So we'll see what we do against the Bulls.
These are big eight games for Jonathan Isaac as he closes out the season.
He must play all eight.
He must play all eight. He's only played 25 this year. He has to build some sort of rhythm and
not that I'm a coach or mean anything.
Going into the off-season.
He's got to play all eight.
You could stop seven shots if you got into an NHL game.
I'm going to go practice right now. I'm going right to RDV right now to practice.
George Galante, this guy was working in the communications. He made seven saves tonight.
I'm going to go play for the Lightning
story.
Right now.
I love that story. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Easter to all of you listening. Magic and Bulls tonight, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network, 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida. Great job, Sam Davis.
It's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. With the Fast Break Season Pass, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Enjoy the surprise of different seats each night and catch every pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break season pass today. Bleeding Blue is pure magic.